first met Larry Brickman as a student leader 13 years ago when he interviewed for the financial aid director position at Antioch College. He wore cowboy boots to the interview, and I liked him right away. The world of financial aid is one filled with formulas and acronyms. Spend an hour with someone in the field, and it's difficult to see what would draw someone in.
EFC is the estimated family contribution,
okay,
which basically says, based on the information that your family has put together on this FAFSA.
Larry has always enjoyed the minutiae associated with his field. That was the other thing I remember about his interview, that he liked to read federal regulations, something that seemed unfathomable to me at the time. Who likes to read regulations? As college has increased in price, so has the pressure on the director of financial aid, who sits at the nexus of three equally demanding entities, the Fed, the college, and the student. And the director has to balance the needs of all three equally. But Larry's professional life did not begin with financial aid. It began with dance.
I loved the applause. I just loved the feeling of getting the applause, getting the attention of an audience. And that was just really enthralled. I was enthralled by it. I really like dancing, and it's just really high energy and just makes me feel really, really free.
It was the early 80s, and Larry's passion had turned into a serious career path. He began teaching and finding small parts on stage and in local shows in Los Angeles and in another new medium.
Video was just coming into play, and so one of the videos that happened, it was either Chorus Line was auditioning or Thriller. So we auditioned and went through three, four different callbacks. I was very, very lucky. And my professional training was only about maybe 4 years straight. There were 20 of us. There were 10 guys and 10 girls. We rehearsed and danced for 3 or 4 weeks, day and night. Got paid $500, $500 for the entire shoot. Wow. And that was a lot.
You're featured pretty prominently. You're not in the back. You were in the front.
I was in behind Michael.
Yeah. And
which
so
was kind of the good thing about being short was being short.
Right.
You know, the one thing I always lucked out, and whenever I did a show, I was always in front because of my height. Thriller costumes were fabulous. They were fitted to the T. It was hot, but it was so much fun. Michael's rehearsing with the whole time. He works with us very closely. He works with his dancers. He ate with us. He was just an incredible human being. He was so nice and so sweet and so down to earth and cares about the people he works with.
Would you say that's the climax of your dance career or what?
Yeah, I would. And I turned into be three videos.
Which were what?
They were the Thriller video, White Wedding, and All Night Long with Lionel Richie. Come on and sing
along, all night long. After a decade as a dancer, changes in the industry and Larry's health contributed to his need to find a new way to support himself.
I came into the business as a receptionist at a school in Los Angeles, and I was a temp through a temp agency, and they wanted to hire me a full-time, and I said not as a receptionist. So they said, well, we have a financial aid counselor position open. And I said, what's that?
30 days later, the director quit and Larry was offered the job. His new school invested in training him and he grew professionally, moving from college to college, always as the director of financial aid. Still, from Thriller to financial aid, I had to know what the connection was. How did that decade of experience as a dancer help you?
With financial aid?
Yeah.
I can tell you that very easily. Retention. When I would learn dance numbers, dance songs, learn lines for my little bit lines that I have in shows, I have to remember a lot of regulations and a lot of changes that go on in financial aid, not only on a daily or annual basis, but on a monthly basis, or et cetera. When I was younger, I could read regulations and retain them very, very easily, just like I did dance. But financial aid, it's you go into it and you're in it. And you better know it and you better learn it quickly, because as fast as you learn it, it changes. I love the attention. I love when everybody is on me. It's all about me. I just got that. I get that high. It's a natural high for me. And when I'm good at what I do, I like to show that and like to share that. I've met a lot of people with a lot of different creative backgrounds. Some are artists, some are singers, musicians, actors, painters.
So
it's very interesting. I'm not unusual in that aspect. But I find that a lot of people that have artist histories seem to be the best financial aid people because they're compassionate, they're considerate, they're warm, they have a good sense of humor, and you have to be a little crazy to like financial aid. My appreciation is what I get back from dance when people are applauding and laughing and saying, you know, I just thoroughly enjoyed you, or you made me cry. In financial aid, it's like you made a difference in my life. You were there, you listened. And it's the same thing in dance and in acting. You have to listen, you have to hear. You have to hear the music, you have to hear the steps, you have to see the steps, but you have to hear the steps. So with every beat of the drum, every beat of the violin, or whatever the case may be, you have to picture that step in your mind, and then you have to think ahead of yourself. And it's the same thing with financial aid. You have to think, what's the future? I have to believe in what I'm doing. I have to believe in the school. And I think a lot of financial aid people in this business believe in what they do for students.
Larry is currently making a difference working as the in-house financial aid expert for a new startup software company. He is working to assist financial aid offices with growing federal reporting requirements. For WYSO, Community Voices, this is Seth Gordon.